Berry.
It had begun like any other morning at the Naval Cash Exchange. 19-year-old employee Ruben Gallegos had set out to deliver money from the Navy Exchange to the payroll office. Ruben Gallegos wasn't alone. As usual, he had an armed escort. But Gallegos and the armed guard never made it to the payroll office. The two men had disappeared with $80,000 of US Navy money. The special agents questioned employees. But Gallegos' colleagues were shocked that he might be involved in the robbery. Good reputation or not, Ruben Gallegos had vanished along with a large sum of money. Highclere Castle in Berkshire dominates the landscape. It commands magnificent views overlooking four counties. This is the home of Lord and Lady Carnarvon. They've recently inherited the castle and 6,000-acre estate. They're trying to put their mark on the place as any new family would. But they don't have the Lions of Longleat or the history of Windsor to attract the crowds and the money. But in small ways, they're trying to effect change. But change in a place like this is not always welcome. Less well known, but equally remarkable, is Samuel Hahnemann, the father of homeopathy. His experiments with cinchona bark, an astringent agent used to treat malaria, provided the earliest observations and development for this new system of medicine. And his theories hold true today. These days, our health is a major player in shaping the people that we are, both physically and emotionally. We spend time, energy, and money
60 million years ago, quite recently in geological time, the entire region underwent a cataclysmic change. The Earth was squeezed and compressed under terrible forces that lifted the entire plateau many miles into the air, laying it bare and wide open to the irresistible forces of erosion.